Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. I hope that you found this episode in good spirits. I hope that you are looking at the bright side of life. You understand that you are currently walking in an answered prayer and that everything that you want also wants you. That God is making a way out of no way for you, that he always has and he always will continue. That all you have to do is be obedient and put that one foot in front of the other, having faith that everything is going to align as it should. This episode, I was just thinking the other day that there have been so many times where I have felt judged by people that hadn't walked half the distance I had. And that's not shade, right? That sometimes their judgment of me would cause me to question my walk. Let me say that a little different. So maybe God gave me something to do. There's a vision that I can't release, something that is heavy on my heart that I really feel like God wants me to start taking steps to do. And when I start taking those steps, maybe the world doesn't catch on. Maybe I'm not getting the applause or people aren't supporting or I'm not getting the "you go, girl," you know, that I think I might should get in that space. So I'm starting to second guess whether or not it's the right thing to do, only to discover later that I was the first to do it, or one of the first, right? Maybe the first in my peer group. And that the reason it was so awkward and it was unsupported is because it was new. And I was supposed to do that thing and stay committed to that thing until the world caught on. See, sometimes there can be people on the shore that are judging the way you swam across the sea. People that never stepped foot in the water. People that don't know how to swim. People that wouldn't dare face the tides and rip currents and everything else that you had to face to get to the other side. They're judging from a place you've been, never even seeing where you're at now or having the vision to understand where God has you going. People communicating what they would have done to survive situations they've never encountered. Because see, it's really easy for us to take a step back and look at everybody else's life and say, oh, if I was in that position, that's what I would have done. If you were in my position, you don't know what you would have done because you would have had to have been equipped with what I'm equipped with. You would have had to have faced everything I faced. You would have had to move the way that I move in order for that situation to even be afforded to you. We have to be careful trusting the word of the world when it comes to solving problems they've never even been confronted with. This is why it is so important that we stay locked into God, because sometimes God will put something on our heart. God will place a vision on our minds. God will write a hymn in our spirit, and we will share that with people who have no idea what to do with it. So they want us to water it down. They want us to change the way that it looks. They want us to rewrite the way that it sounds. And by the time we're done talking to people about what God has told us to do, we have changed the entire thing. It's no longer what God gave us. Now it fits the rhythm that everybody else is dancing to. And that isn't why God gave it to you. God gave it to you because he knew you'd do it different. God gave that dream to you because he knew you would honor his word. God placed the vision in your heart because he knew you would be obedient. And part of that obedience is knowing who to trust with it. Everything ain't for everybody, friend. And I'm not saying that people don't love you, that people don't have your best interest at heart, and that people don't mean well. What I'm saying is people are people. And we can only assess situations to the level of our understanding. There is a reason that God is God. There's a reason he communicates with us all differently. There's a reason you have endured the things you have endured, because only you can go the places you'll go. So I'm asking you right now to forego the need for approval. Release the notion that somebody got to co-sign what you're doing in order for it to be right. God already did that. God been stamped you. You don't need anybody else to say what you're doing is okay. Keep going. Even if it looks like nothing's happening, even if the world's taking a little long to catch on, even if it's not producing what you thought it would produce, you don't know what God is doing in this space. And you can go from nothing to everything. Because God said so. In God's time, when you, the vision, and all of the pieces have aligned, and only God knows when that is. I can't tell you how many times I have been talking to a friend or family member, a loved one, right? And we'll get ready to share with them something that God is doing for me. And I'll get this small little feeling that says, not yet. And, you know, at first it would be like, well, wait a minute. Can I not trust this person? And then I began to understand sometimes We can ruin a thing by opening our mouths too soon. And yes, if there's something that God has for you, it's for you. And can't nobody on this earth, you know, alter that. But I do believe, though you'll still get there, though it will still be complete, it could take a little longer. You can make it a little harder. You can face some adversaries because you have opened your mouth too soon. So I just want to encourage you a couple of things today. A, it's okay to be absolutely quiet until it is finished. B, you don't need nobody to co-sign what God is doing with you, through you, and to you. Your business with God don't have to be everybody else's business. They'll see the proof when it's done. Just keep doing what you're supposed to do, friend. And do not get discouraged if it doesn't look how you thought it would look. And if the world doesn't react the way you thought they would react. It is good because it is of God. And God don't make junk. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this moment. Thank you for yet another week to join together, to glorify your name, to just thank you for all that you are doing in us, through us, and for us. Thank you for the ability to gather today. Lord, we know that iron sharpens iron and that where two or more are gathered, you are there also. And we also know that by gathering together, by joining together on these episodes every week, we strengthen one another. Lord, we remind one another of not only who you are, but who we are in you. That, Lord, we are not placed in this world to just get through the day and wait for the next one. We are not in a monotoned spirit. Is not monotone. Holy Spirit is bold. The kingdom walk is a walk of strength and dignity. We walk with courage. We walk with a knowing of where we are going because you have ordered our steps. So, Lord, I thank you that the right conditions are happening right now, that the best circumstances are being created right now, that all of the things that we need are being aligned. And that, Lord, no matter what anyone thinks, feels, or says, it is so because you have called it. So, Lord, I just thank you for the reminder. Thank you for the reminder of who we are, that we are good enough, that we are equipped enough, that you have called us to these spaces, and that we will complete them in a way that only we can because we are working through you. Lord, thank you for this moment, for this space, for everything that led up until now. And thank you for everything that's on the other side of this. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week, and I will catch you next week on Jesus and Coffee. Don't forget, Jesus and Coffee doesn't end here. We have a Jesus and Coffee daily devotional. I want to encourage you, and if you have friends, encourage them to get it too. I'm thinking about doing like a journal thing to kick off the new year, where maybe like the first 21 days of January we'll take, you know, to kind of get into the daily devotional together and just spend time kind of meeting up on Zoom or, you know, something like that, just to work through the workbook together and spend some time, I don't know, just fellowshipping. So this is just an idea. It's not something I'm, you know, kind of committed to yet, but definitely, you know, kind of processing it. So let me know how you feel about it. But yeah, the daily devotional, the radio show, the podcast. We out here, baby. I'll catch you next week on Jesus and Coffee. Later.